Some women get burned by the fire and some women rise from it. Welcome to the Born to Rise Society podcast with Laura Sanzo, where goddesses come to rise and go from survivor mode to creation mode. Are you ready, goddess? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Born to Rise Society podcast of 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everyone has had the most incredible holiday. When I was thinking about how I wanted to kick off the podcast for a new year, I knew I wanted to do a solo episode. First of all, it's going to be my first episode that I've done. I've had so many incredible guests right out of the gate from when I started the podcast last year that I really wanted to give them that platform. But I thought, you know what, kicking off a new year, I really wanted to come on. And I thought first, what do I want to do? Do I want to talk about something that I know that people, you know, want to learn more about, like manifestation and alignment and, you know, so many incredible things to talk about. But I thought, you know what I'm going to do is share my story. I'm going to share my vision for the society for this upcoming year. And then I'm going to share things that I've learned along the way that, you know, you can really take and really make this year, regardless of how you're starting the year right now, it being January, even if you're nowhere where you want to be, I want you to know at this very moment, and I want you to feel everything that I'm going to say to you today on this podcast at a cellular level, because that's when changes are really going to be made. You know, we listen to podcasts, we listen to videos, we listen to trainings every single day. And, you know, the reality is motivation is fleeting. It's like taking a shower. Like you take a shower, it's like motivation. It's going to come off. And so things are going to happen for us when we really take what we learn and we start to change ourselves at the cellular level from all the things that we learn. And so what I'm going to say to you during this podcast, I want you to really, really encompass it at a cellular level and make it part of your being. So whatever your life looks like today, January, whatever day you're going to listen to this, it's going to be early on in the new year. I want you to know that even if it's not where you thought you would be, and I think for a lot of people all around the world, this year is not going to be where they would have thought they would have been starting a new year. 2020 was obviously a very unique year for everyone globally. I want you to know that has absolutely no reflection or indication of where you're going to be December 31st, 2021. So that's the first thing I want you to know, is that it doesn't matter where you are today. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to start with my story. So for anybody that doesn't know me or knows me from maybe, you know, in another manner besides the Born to Rise Society, I am from Toronto, Canada. I always say, you know where Drake is from? I'm from Toronto. That's how people usually associate Toronto, is where Drake is from. And, you know, up until my late 20s, I would say my life was very much typical of the status quo. You know, I went to high school, I went to post-secondary, I had the fortune of traveling and going on, you know, amazing trips like to Mardi Gras and to Brazil and New York, like really unique places and experience things. I got a part-time job when I was in college, like most people do. You know, I've had the relationships and the breakups and, you know, all the lessons that you need to learn through relationships such as those. And I started working in retail when I was still in college, and that's where I spent most of my working career, in retail operations. And, you know, it very stereotypical. You do post-secondary school, you get a job, you meet a person, you plan, you know, the wedding of your dreams, you start a family. And so up until, like I said, up until my late 20s, that's the way my life played out. Very stereotypical. Every girl's kind of dream, you know, with a scrapbook as a young girl to achieve. And in my late 20s, you know, our lives, I think people take this for granted, especially I would say younger people. But the reality is this, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter what gender you are, where you live in the world, what's in your bank account. Your life can change in a matter of a second. And that is the same, and that is true of everyone. And that's really what happened to me. My life changed in a matter of a second. And really from there, it was downhill. We talk about being stuck, and I think that looks different for everybody. And it wasn't even being stuck. I have to say, you know, physically, I was well. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that I was, you know, really suffering from anything physically. But, you know, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, I was flatlining. And, you know, you follow me, you know, I speak so much about the mind-body connection. And so the reality is if your mind and your spirit is flatlining, your body is soon to follow because everything manifests into the physical. And that was my reality for a few years. And, you know, I was very much in a place where I was continually attracting more of what I didn't want. It was almost like I would wake up and I would think, okay, so where's it going to come from today? More bad news, more bills, more declining relationships. And just to give you a little bit of background, I was just going through an impending separation. My son had just been flagged for autism, would be later diagnosed. You know, financially, it was just not where any couple wants to be for sure. And it was just, I can't even say anything more than I was flatlining. And, you know, I'm sure everybody has been at this place somewhere in their life where you can't really see tomorrow. You know, it's just, you're barely trying to make it through the day, never mind tomorrow. That's not even in your, thought process. And so what changed for me is that I made a decision. And I know that, you know, everybody has heard somebody say that they've made a decision. And this is me for a long time. You know, even in business, I've heard people say they've made a decision, they've made a decision, they've made a decision. And you sit back and you think, okay, so I know I've made decisions. Like I know I made the decision that I want to, you know, manifest a certain amount or a certain person in my life or whatever that looks like for you, but nothing ever changes. And I think what happens is a lot of time people think that they make a decision, but they do it in the realm of their comfort zone. So that's why nothing really changes for them. So they've made a decision. But like I said in the get-go from this episode, you're not making that decision at a cellular level. So nothing is changing for you. And so when things started to shift for me was when I made the decision at a cellular level, at every level you could imagine. And I got super uncomfortable. And you know, I knew the way that we were heading that my family wouldn't be able to survive like that. So when I made the decision to separate my family and become essentially a single parent for a few years, I made that decision not comfortable. Like nothing about the decision is comfortable. Nothing about, you know, separating your family, nothing, you know, about leaving a person, nothing about being a single parent and not knowing, you know, you going from like two incomes to one and like, you know, a second person to one. And so nothing about that was comfortable. But I made the decision that I knew if I was going to change my life and if anything was going to change my life, the decision I was going to make was not going to be comfortable. And so we're starting a new year. You're going to be listening to this. It's going to be the beginning of January 2021. And I want you to really, either now or after the podcast, I want you to take inventory of every single area of your life. And I want you to ask yourself, which area of your life are you not where you want to be? It could be every single area, and that's fine. And I want you to ask yourself, what's the cost? What's your price? What's the price that you're willing to pay to get from where you are to where you want to be? Because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing and expecting different results. So the reality is, if you're going to do the exact same thing that you did last year and every year before that, to think you're going to get different results is just unrealistic. And I want you to really, like I said, take inventory of those areas and make decisions, make hard decisions that are not going to be comfortable. Trust me, like when you are changing your life, nothing is comfortable about that. But it all comes down to how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be in perfect health? How bad do you want your bank account to change? How bad do you want your relationships to work? How bad do you want your business to grow? How bad do you want to show up differently every single day? It all comes down to that. And what you'll hear me say a lot of times is that, you know, one of the greatest gifts I learned was how to turn pain into power. And, you know, for a lot of people, 2020 was painful. And so the faster you're able to really turn that pain into power, the more results you're going to get in your favor in 2021. And, you know, I just said this in the beginning of the podcast, these changes need to be at a cellular level. You need to energetically feel this. And this is what I want to do with this episode today. If anything else, you just pick up on my energy. Then I've done my job. I want you to be able to feel my energy through this episode. And I want you to know that any changes you want to make this year, you need to feel it at a cellular level. You need to start to feel, to be that person now. the person that's going to make space for all of your desires this year, whatever they look like in any area of your life, I could guarantee to you it's not going to be the same person you were in 2020. It's not going to be the same person you were in 2019. It's not going to be the same person you were 5 minutes ago. So you need to make that decision now that you are going to reinvent your identity. What does that look like? That looks like waking up from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, changing everything that you do, the habits that you do, the people you converse with, the language that you use. I could tell you, if you are not where you want to be today, you need to change things in your life, and it's not going to be comfortable. You're also going to have to release things. And again, this is another thing that is not comfortable. I did a lot of this in 2020. It is not comfortable at all, but you're never going to reach where you want to go by hanging on to things in the past. And that includes guilt and judgment and jealousy and resentment and hurts and fear. And, you know, these are emotions that are not comfortable to think about, to talk about, to bring to surface. And that's why so many of us just keep it in our subconscious mind. And that's why we keep it as trauma in our bodies. And that's why things manifest in the physical. And that's why so many of us are held back, because we're not willing to do the work. And you need to do the work this year. Honor yourself enough. Know that you're worth it enough to do the work this year. And like I said, it's going to be painful. It's going to take you back to your childhood. It's going to take you back to relationships that you know, didn't end up in the way that you wanted to. It's going to take you back to businesses that failed. It's going to take you back to relationships that failed. It's going to take you back to things that are not going to feel, are going to not make you feel good, but that work needs to be done for you to be able to heal and transcend into the person that the world needs you to be. Okay, guys? One thing that changed for me for how I got from where I was at that point in my life that I was telling you about earlier to where I am now is that I realized that I was at cause for everything. And, you know, the reality is a lot of us live, most of us live based on our external circumstances. My business failed because people are not shopping from brick and mortar shops anymore. You know, my relationship failed because it was just, we lived too far apart. We lived in different countries, whatever the case may feel be. You know, we're always blaming or you know, my healthy living or my healthy lifestyle failed because my coach wasn't available during the holidays. And I lost track of everything. You know, it's living in that effect, living that everything is happening to us, that we are the victim, that it's just that living in effect that we're a victim of everything. Everything is happening to us. And my life really changed when I started to realize that everything was happening, not only for me, but because of me. And I started to live at cause. And I started to really, you know, lean into the fact that I was a creator of my life. So, you know, all those bills that were coming in, all those external circumstances, those things were happening because of the thoughts I was putting out there, the language I was using, the energy that I was using, the people I was associating myself with, you know, how I spoke to myself. And things changed for me when I decided to take control of my life through living more at cause and being more intentional with the things that I said, especially to myself, being more intentional with the way I would show up every day. I expected to wake up every day and for goodness to happen and to start receiving the things that I wanted versus the things that I didn't want. I started to become more intentional with what I did every single day and my results. I started to be more intentional with how I carried myself. You know, did I carry myself as somebody that wanted to be a participant in this life? Or did I carry myself as somebody that was just watching life pass me by? And so I really encourage you to take account of how you show up every single day. Do you show up, you know, really thinking that the world owes you something? Or do you show up knowing that anything that is going to manifest and actualize in your life was because of the work that you did and the thoughts that you thought and what you gave out to the world and the energy that you infused into the world? We're all energy. We're energetic beings. Everything around us is energy, and we attract based on the energy we give out. So are you, you know, every single day, are you really showing up asking people, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And, you know, you don't need to be a coach. You don't need to be, you know, in a job or in a profession that serves people. You can do this every single day. Even something as simple as smiling to a stranger, you know, in a line or something like that, and really being appreciative of everything and everybody. And that in itself, gratitude, you know, like you need to live underneath a rock to know the power of gratitude, or not to know the power of gratitude. So even just showing up with that different energy, that's being a light for somebody that you may not even know is watching you. This year, you're going to need to starve your distractions. And, you know, you're going to need to starve your distractions because things change for people when they start to disassociate themselves with external events, the people around them. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but you need to disassociate yourself with everything around you and know that your results are not based on what's happening in the economy, what politician is elected, what's happening with the pandemic, what your neighbors are doing, what your partner is doing, how your, you know, if you work for a company, how your company is doing. It's all dependent on you. And so the greatest gift you could give yourself this year is to disassociate yourself with everything around you and really go in and know that if you want to have the year you want to have, it's going to start and end with you. And to go back to starving your distractions, it's so important, guys. Like, you need to starve your distractions. And we live in one of the most distracted times ever. And again, it's not going to be comfortable. But I told you from the get-go, if you want to make changes this year, you got to get ready to be uncomfortable. So I could give you some examples of what I've done. I have taken Twitter off my phone. That was not comfortable. You may think like, oh, it's just an app. But, you know, Twitter was a massive distraction for me. And, you know, I found myself just, it's not even Facebook or Instagram. Twitter's kind of where I got my news from. And so I found myself just, you know, engrossed with the news and just tweets and what was happening in American politics and, you know, locally with the pandemic. And it's just, you know, before I knew it, time that I could have been used on building my business or growing as a person or, you know, healing more from 2020, I was using it to just really take in more toxicity. And so that's one thing I did. There was another thing that I did that I was going to share, and it's not coming to memory right now, but that's just one example. So, you know, it may even be a person, and this doesn't mean that you love them any less. It just means that you love yourself a little more. And so this year, I highly recommend, again, today, I'm giving you lots of homework. I'm talking to you like you're one of my clients. Make inventory of the distractions from 2020 and before that, and make a plan how you are going to ensure that they don't get between where you are today and where you want to be. Another thing that I want to share, some more homework, something else that changed my life. You need to really learn how to balance masculine and feminine energy. I'm not going to get too much into that. But what I want you to know is that, you know, we live in a world that's all about the hustle. And let me tell you, it wasn't until last year, 2020, that I started to watch TV. And I hadn't watched TV since I became an entrepreneur because I thought entrepreneurs, they don't watch TV. And so, you know, it's very much about the masculine energy, the hustle. I thought that if I wasn't doing something for my business, that it was making me less of an entrepreneur. And, you know, that's going to get you, it might get you short term, like instant success, but, you know, we're all human beings and our mind and our body are meant to have time to heal, slow down, renew, relax, refresh. And so that continual masculine energy will catch up to people. So on that token though, it's so important to really lean into that masculine energy at the same time and really, you know, make your goals for this year and for every area of your life. And, you know, when you're doing this, I highly recommend you make goals that are going to stretch you and that seem unattainable and that, you know, make you a little nervous and fearful. And goals that you know that you're going to have to change as a person. You're going to have to reinvent your identity to reach those goals. At the same time, I want you to make a plan how you are going to incorporate feminine practices into this year. And, you know, 2020, in terms of mental health, was very much a trying year for a lot of people, myself included. I'll share that story in a training that I'm going to do on IGTV. And, you know, it was such an incredible lesson for me. And it was a little bit of that and a little bit of a spiritual awakening. But at the same token, such an incredible lesson for me. And, you know, the reality is I don't think 2020 is going to be that much easier in terms of what we're going to be taking in from the outside world. But remember, here at the society, we are learning how to disassociate ourselves from that, right? But the same token, we're all human beings, right? Again, today, I'm giving you lots of homework, but I promise you this is going to alter your life and make you have so many shifts. I want you to really lean into scheduling feminine practices this year and, you know, schedule them into whether you use an app or whether you use an old school calendar or journal. They need to be part of your day. They need to be non-negotiables. So things like, you know, I realize at this point that you're going to be listening to a lot of areas, including mine, are still going to be in a lockdown scenario. So, you know, you got to make do with what you have. So going for walks and, you know, getting grounded outside and really incorporating something I love to incorporate is stretching. I just love stretching. Even if it's not something that you're doing, you know, as a workout, just learn where in your body you're holding the tension and even Google some movements of how to release tension from that area. It's so powerful. On that token, yoga. And, you know, YouTube, honestly, is such an incredible gift. I love YouTube. Anytime I'm feeling something in my body, I YouTube what energy center that's coming from. And I really lean into yoga for it, meditation, listening to sound frequencies, essential oils, crystals. There's so many, you know, feminine things that you can do. We call these more feminine practices that are going to really, really, really help you. And what's going to happen, what you're going to find happening is that, you know, when you're working on your goals, you're going to find that you're allowing so much more in. What happens, I find, with a lot of people, especially when it comes to business, they're so focused on the masculine. They're so focused on the results that they block so much from themselves. Okay, guys, it happens with money too. We're so caught up with hanging on to it. Like it's a boyfriend or girlfriend that we don't want to let go of. And it's like, if we were doing that with a person, what would be their first instinct? To get as far away as possible. And it's the same thing with money. We need to learn how to let things go. And sometimes it has to be the same thing with results. We need to learn how to let things go and really lean into allowing. I'm just referring to my notes because I need to have notes or else I'll just continue to talk. And so I want you to really, today, again, take inventory of who you're surrounding yourself with. And, you know, you're going to find as you're growing, as you're changing, this happened to me as I went through my journey, people are going to say to you, you know, you've changed. What's happened to you? And, you know, the faster you can have somebody say that to you and the faster you can take that as a compliment, the faster you can really start to appreciate what the work that you're doing, because that means you are working in the same direction. And, you know, this isn't meant to be a negative thing. This is meant to be a positive thing. Guys, this is just reality. As you're growing, as you're evolving, as you're expanding, as you're changing your life, your energy changes. Okay, guys, remember what I said. We're all energetic beings and we attract to us what we're putting out there. Like attracts like. It's the universal laws, the laws of the universe. And so you're going to outgrow people. It's okay. It doesn't mean that you love them any less. It doesn't mean that they can't be part of your life. It just means that you're going to start to attract different people to you. It's like when you're living or when you, you know, are really working out of the gym and eating well and, you know, trying to just really create a healthier lifestyle. What's going to happen inevitably? The people that are used to going out for wings with you are going to start to kind of, you know, feel that you're making those shifts in your life. And for them, it's not going to be fun as much as it was to go get wings and to go to a salad bar with you, right? But what you're going to find happening is you're going to start to attract people that, you know, work out as well or, you know, eat more alkaline foods and are gluten-free and are vegan. I'm just, you know, putting examples out there. And so you're going to be able to obviously have more conversations with them and learn what's working for them, what's not working for them. And, you know, this is the same for every area of your life. And this is just reality. And I want you to really get uncomfortable. You're going to hear, this is going to be the recurring message for 2021 for the Born to Rise Society, is get uncomfortable, take inventory of who you have around you. And if they are people that are keeping you away from their goals, they just need to move to a different status of your life. Okay. So then you can make room for people that are going to get you closer to your goals. So getting a cause, we talked about vibrationally, get excited. So, you know, my vision for the Born to Rise Society, and you have to understand the Born to Rise Society came from something very organically and authentically. It just came from downloads last year as I was doing a lot of healing and a lot of work. I just, you know, realized that my purpose was not in line with what I was doing. And I knew that my purpose was so much bigger. And that's where the society came from. And the society really is to show women in any season of their life how to rise over their adversity. And I have so many things planned for society, so many programs, and so with the podcast, and then working with me one-on-one and different modalities that I'm going to be rolling into the society this year, including hypnotherapy and NLP, which you've already, you know, you'll hear me talk about, and time techniques, which is an incredible technique that helps you work at a subconscious level in terms of past lives, things that may be coming up for you from a different lifetime, and EFT, which is so incredible. And I highly recommend you start incorporating that into your life this year, EFT, emotional freedom technique. And so many things planned for society. And the message that I want to leave you with is that anything that has happened up until the day that you're going to listen to this podcast, including 2020 and beyond that, I want you to really use that as a catalyst for this year and beyond. And what I mean by that is that, you know, everything that has happened to you up to this point, good or bad, and we're all humans, we're all, you know, having the same human experience, and the human experience has highs and lows and is a roller coaster. But I want you to take everything that has manifested for you up until this point, and I want you to have gratitude for it, because, you know, the reality is, even if it was bad, it's taught you lessons, it's grown you as a person, and I want you to have gratitude for it, and I want you to release it, and I want you to use it really as a starting point of where you're going to go on from this day forward. And, you know, like I had said in the beginning of the podcast, regardless of where you are today, and I know so many people are waking up or woke up on January 1st, 2021 with, you know, the same excitement that they may have had starting, you know, a new year, but probably not as much, just because they're probably still so tired from 2020. And I want you to really just leave that in the past and know that that has no, absolutely like zero meaning of where you're going to end up at the end of the year. And I want you to get really excited, and I want you to use your imagination. And after this podcast, I hope you've taken notes, and I hope you've really leaned into the homework that I gave you. I'm going to give you one last piece of homework before I let you go. And I want you to use your imagination, you know, the same way if you have kids, the same way you listen to your kids, use their imagination. If you don't have kids, maybe watch a movie before you do this exercise. Watch a Disney movie, you know, something that's really, or even like, it doesn't even have to be like a cartoon, even, you know, like one of those like Hallmark movies that are just so, you know, easy to watch, but, you know, it always ends up with everybody having everything that they've wanted. I want you to really, you know, lean into something that allows you to open up your imagination. And I want you to, without any prejudgment, without any, you know, your ego is going to really interrupt this process for you. You know, it's going to come up and it's going to say, who do you think you are? Like, you are not worthy of this. Like, how do you think you're going to go from where you are today to that? I want you to be the leader of your mind and your body and your ego when you're doing this exercise. And I want you to lean into your imagination. Your subconscious mind is the greatest gift that you have. And there's so much space in your subconscious mind because it's led by your imagination. Okay, guys, your conscious mind, there's not much space there, but that's fine. It's your subconscious mind that you really want to lean into. And I want you to write what you want your year to look like for yourself in every single area of your life. relationships, health, financial, your profession, you know, and I want you to be so specific. If you're looking, you know, to move, like, where are you moving to? I want you to be so specific. Where are you moving to? How big is the house? How do you feel when you wake up in that house? When you wake up in that house in the morning, where's the first room that you go into? If it's a relationship, I want you to be so specific. Where are you meeting this person? Where are you going on your first date? Where are you going for your first month anniversary? What are you eating? How are you feeling? If it's just that you want to have more confidence, I want you to like really lean into that. Like, what are you going to do this year when you have more confidence? It's not enough to just say, I want to be more confident this year. What are you going to do when you have more confidence? Are you going to be making, like, are you going to be public speaking? Perfect. Where are you going to be making your speeches? Whom are you going to be speaking to? Who's in the audience? Who are you with when you get asked to, even virtually, even if it's, you know, realistically, you may not be in a physical space, but virtually, who are you with when you get that message in your DMs asking you to come on online for this summit and, you know, share a keynote? Abundance, money, be specific. Your subconscious mind needs details. It loves details. Be specific. How much money do you want to make this year? Why? What are you going to do with it? How is it going to change your life? Be specific. Allow yourself to use your imagination and allow your imagination to lead you. And when you're done this, I want you to keep it near you. And every single morning and every single night, as part of your ritual, your routines, even if you don't have one established yet, regardless, I want you to do this practice every single day. I want you to read it until it becomes part of you at a cellular level. I want you to start rehearsing it in your mind every single morning, every single night. I want you to start rehearsing. I want you to see what you're wearing in it. I want you to see what other people are wearing. I want you to see your facial experience, other people's facial experiences. I want you to rehearse this so much that it's like your favorite movie, that you know, that you know it by heart. Because what's going to happen is that you're going to start to change at a cellular level. Okay. And this reality is going to become part of you. And, you know, the reality is, if this becomes part of you at this level, it has no other option but to manifest into the physical, into your physical reality. Because what's going to happen, you're going to start to feel the emotions like you have it now. And when you start to feel the emotions that you have it now, what's going to happen, you're going to start to change as a person chemically, and you're going to start to attract those things into your life, or those things that lead you to those things in your life. And I want you to believe that you deserve this. Okay. I want you to believe, regardless of any adversity. Remember, this podcast, the society, everything that we do is about women becoming the best versions of themselves, regardless of what every other season in our life has looked like. That has nothing to do with where you're going to show up like this year. Nothing at all. Some of the most successful people in the world have started with little to no resources. Okay. So I want you to believe that you are worthy for that. Whatever you just wrote, that's your vision for 2021. I want you to believe that you are worthy of that. And I want you to make this less about yourself and more about the people that whom you're, you know, whom, once you are this person that's able to, that will create the space for all these things to become a reality, I want you to think about those people that you're, those lives you're going to be touching, just from the pure fact of them to be able to watch you make this vision become a reality, just by allowing them to believe that they are worthy and capable as much as you are. So I've left you with a lot of homework, a lot of things to think about. And it really starts with a decision. Well, you know, some people are going to listen to this, and some people are going to go to work, and some people are going to listen to it and they're going to be like, oh, that was cool. You know, I felt a little something, something, but you know, I'm going to see how January plays out. Okay. So this is the season. January is going to be the season that's really going to separate the people whom, you know, are going to make changes and shifts in their life or in this year, and the people that don't. So now's the time to decide on what side of the playing field you're going to be on in December. Guys, I have had so much fun sharing the last few minutes with you on my first solo episode of The Society. I hope that, you know, even if you walk away from listening to this episode and you've taken one nugget that is going to allow you to have shifts this year, and you know, for the months to come for this year, then I have done my job. I am so excited to see what 2021 holds for each and every one of you. If we are not connected on social media, please connect with me so I can, you know, firsthand witness all these incredible shifts and things that you're going to bring into your life in 2021, please let me know. DM me, share your wins with me. I want to hear everything. Please let us know, myself and my guest, how these episodes have impacted your life by leaving a rating on iTunes. Message me, let me know. So much to come in the society. I am so excited to spend the next 12 months with you of this year. And the world is waiting for you to show up. Your family, your kids, your loved ones, your partners, people that you have never met, never yet. I want to leave that one theme with you. So I can think of the word that I wanted to share. I want you to leave that one theme with you. Yeah, that's a good word. That one theme with you before I end. I want you to think about the people that haven't even met you yet. The people that are going to come across your Instagram and be like, oh, wow, look what she's accomplished this year. These are people that you don't even know exist. And you're changing their lives. Okay, guys, I want you to make your goals and your visions not so much about you this year than it is about other people, because that's really when we stick around when things get tough and when things don't go our way. When we make it just about us, it's so easy to quit on ourselves, guys. It's so easy to quit on ourselves. I've seen people quit on themselves all the time. But, you know, when you're making it about other people, it's not as easy to quit on other people as it is on yourself. Okay, so one last piece of homework after you've done your vision exercise, I want you to commit. Make a declaration, a commitment message to yourself that you're going to read every single day. Commit to showing up for the people that need you to show up, including the people that you don't even know exist that are watching you. Have an amazing, amazing start to this incredible year that it is going to be for everybody. And I will talk to you all soon. And we'll see you next week in the Born to Rise Society podcast. And don't forget to share this incredible episode, if I don't say so myself, of course, with a goddess that is ready to rise.